The program for Wednesday, Bonus. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Certainly nice to have you with us on this Wednesday morning. Our theme this week is the Christianity of the first century. This is the truth that we're trying to get across. The Christianity of the first century was the real thing. We read about it in the New Testament scriptures. The Christianity of the first century was an embodiment of the teaching of Christ and what Christ stood for. And as we've been trying to point out some great truths in this connection, our last line of thinking has involved the far-reaching impact of this Christianity of the first century. It came into a heathen world to change the Roman Empire into something in another direction, changing the very course of human history. We notice that this change was brought about by a new man. A new society was brought about by a new man. And also we notice the genuine love that the gospel message of love produced in people's lives in a society where love was something unheard of. And brutality was the rule of the day. Today we'd like to carry this thought a step further in noticing the far-reaching impact of this Christianity in the purity of life that it produced in those who responded to it. The Roman Empire was a world polluted and corrupted to the core. Men had forgotten how to blush. To the Christians who resided in Corinth, a city that was noted for its carnality, Paul admonished in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." And the Apostle Peter in his writing had things to say along the same line. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, as he speaks to the follower of Christ, he says, "That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life must suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banqueting, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excessive riot, speaking evil for you." Yes, Peter had something to say about holiness, too. He said that God said, "Be thou holy, for I am holy." For a person to practice holiness would be a marked difference from the world. In a world that was rotten and putrid, morally speaking, as they were, the Christians became the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And that's the same thing that will be accomplished today when we are truly converted into the sinless and pure Christ. Christianity of the first century and its far-reaching impact can be seen in the relationships, the improvement in human relationships that it accomplished. Christianity has much to do with relationships. Jesus taught in Matthew 7, verse 12, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even to them." As we know, this is commonly called the golden rule of the Bible. Ephesians 5:21 reads in this manner, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." The writer Paul continues from here in this chapter to show the different human relationships, husband and wife, children and parents, servants and masters, where we are to submit one to another, and it's not just a one-sided or one-way street. Paul also admonished in Colossians 3, verse 23, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." Now that's all-inclusive, isn't it? This is far-reaching. If all these principles that we've just noticed were put into practice, think of the implications. What a change, what respect, what dignity. Talk about a revolution of improvement in human relationships in every realm and walk of life. The world could see what we meant and see that we meant business in our religion, and perhaps we could reenact the Christianity of the first century, the real thing in seeing a changed world. What a great religion. Thank you for listening today.